thousands of products, like saving £80 on the Dyson V8 Advanced Cordless Vacuum. With up to 40 minutes of runtime, you can blitz the house in one go. Now, just £249. That's cheap. Sorry. In-store and online at Currys. Applies to powerful suction mode with non-motorized tool attached.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. For the first time since the Falklands War in the 1980s, Parliament is being recalled to sit on a Saturday and debate the future of British Steel in Scunthorpe. Both the House of Commons and the House of Lords are cutting short their Easter breaks with the aim of saving the plant and also its jobs. There are hopes the government will nationalise it, but people in Scunthorpe are sceptical.
Once the steelworks shut, there's nothing left for Scunthorpe.
I've heard that they're going to take it on, but if they don't, Scunthorpe will end.
If the government don't nationalise British Steel, they basically turn us back down to the Stone Ages.
The US is again insisting phones are ringing off the hook, with countries trying to make trade deals following the imposition of tariffs. The levies have caused chaos on financial markets and an open trade war between Washington and Beijing. President Trump has declared, "I did very well," after undergoing his annual physical examination. The 78-year-old has been praising his own heart, soul and cognitive ability. There's still no early indication of what caused a helicopter to crash into the Hudson River in New York, killing the pilot and a family of five. It's being reported they were on a sightseeing trip for a ninth birthday. And in sport, the race for Champions League qualification will continue in the Premier League later on today. One of the main games at lunchtime will see Manchester City hosting Crystal Palace. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And I'm Sam Pittis. Great to be here to share the weather with you. The weather, well, the weather's been quite sunny, but I tell you what, we're making a stormy start.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Waltz from Coppelia by Delibes, the Lyon Opera Orchestra Kent Nagano conducting, bringing a little sunshine this morning after some stormy Mendelssohn. The Hebrides Overture Fingal's Cave got us started, the London Symphony Orchestra conducted by John Elliott Gardiner. And I'm Sam Pittis, good to have you. This Saturday morning, perhaps it's the start of the Easter holidays in your house. We were in the park yesterday afternoon playing cricket and football in the sunshine. Great time was had. As I mentioned, there is just a hint of some stormy weather, some rain moving in today, and it's going to get more unsettled. So make the best of any sunshine you get today. Some sunshine music, Classic FM's album of the week. I've been talking the past few weeks about the brilliance of the ensemble The 16, and it's a new album by them. We'll hear a selection from Handel's Messiah shortly after this.
Thank you.
Elevazione by Domenico Zippoli, Julia Girdwood and Robert Truman playing with the Consort of London, Robert Hayden Clark directing. The pianist Paul Lewis for us next on Classic FM, who is currently in the Netherlands performing tonight, then off to Venice, and then he's got dates in Southampton, Cheltenham and London towards the end of the month. This morning, he plays the music of Beethoven.
This is Classic FM.
The music of John Rutter, The Lord Bless You and Keep You, the City of London Sinfonia and the Cambridge Singers, directed by Sir John himself, who is conducting Mozart's Great Mass in C minor in Oxford this Thursday. That could be quite something. Before that, we heard the music of Beethoven, and it was the Moonlight Sonata, Paul Lewis playing the opening movement on Classic FM, where we turn to Dvorak. Next, and a chance to dance if you're up and about, or just imagine while you relax in bed with Classic FM and a waltz. A Saturday Waltz. Waltz in A minor. In fact, just a Waltz in A by Dvorak. I Muzici de Montreal, directed by Yuli Turovsky on Classic FM. Welcome to you. I'm Sam Pittis. A bit of Dvorak, perhaps the first thing you hear as you wake up. Or maybe you've been working through the night and that's the impetus you need to get towards the end. Well, our Classic FM album of the week to come as promised. And a composer who said a symphony must be like the world. It must contain everything. A symphony by Mahler to come on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
The Amateur arrives in IMAX.
I want to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
Academy Award winner Rami Malek.
I want mission-specific training and a new identity.
And Academy Award nominee Lawrence Fishburne.
This ends here.
No, I want them all.
The Amateur in cinemas now.
The following reading is brought to you by Coca-Cola.
The Shining by Stephen King, page 54. Most of what she believed centered around her love for Jack. She had never stopped loving him, except maybe that dark period immediately following Danny's accident. And she loved her son. Most of all, she loved them together, walking or riding or only sitting. Jack's large head and Danny's small one, poised alertly over the fans of Old Maid's hands, sharing a bottle of Coca-Cola. Looking at the funnies, she loved having them with her, and she hoped, dear God, that this hotel caretaking job Al had gotten for Jack would be the beginning of good times again.
Coca-Cola. Classic.
This Easter with Little Plus, get 30% off our entire range of deluxe wines when you buy three or more bottles, like our fruity Argentinian Malbec or delicious New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. Now that's big on quality and always little on price.
18 plus, subject to availability. England only. Offer on selected bottles only. Ends 23rd of April. Terms apply. See little.co.uk/LPTV. Please drink responsibly.
Wonder why I'm surrounded by chicks? Well, they've been pecking away at our prices at Currys. In time for Easter, you'll find up to 30% off thousands of products, like saving £80 on the Dyson V8 Advanced Cordless Vacuum. With up to 40 minutes of runtime, you can blitz the house in one go. Now, just £249. That's cheap. Sorry. In-store and online at Currys. Applies to powerful suction mode with non-motorized tool attached.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
Thank you.
Adagietto from Symphony No. 5 by Mahler, the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra, Michael Tilson Thomas conducting. Just wonderful, don't you think? And before that, we heard Eliza's aria by Eleni Katz-Chernin, Orgel Dubot and Lapietta performing. Alexander Armstrong is back with you from 1 this lunchtime, as he is every Saturday lunchtime, and he's with you every weekday from 10 in the morning. He always has an album of the week, and he's left me a selection this morning. It is from the brand new album of Messiah Choruses, performed by The 16, the music of Handel, originally written for Easter time, so it seems very appropriate at the moment, was waxing lyrical about The 16 recently. Great to be able to feature them this morning. We're going to focus actually on The 16 Orchestra this morning. This is the Sinfonia from The Messiah. The 16 Orchestra performing the Sinfonia from Handel's Messiah, and we'll hear the voices of the 16 with another selection from our album of the week round about the same time tomorrow. A work that was premiered on Good Friday, the 10th of April, 1868, is our daily choral selection for our Dawn Chorus, the music of Brahms to come on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
It's in their walk. It's in their bark. It's in their purr. It's ProPlan pet food, the high-quality nutrition behind every moment. ProPlan supports lifelong well-being. Developed with Purina Vets, with leading-edge science that supports healthy joints and promotes digestive health. ProPlan. Chosen by remarkable owners for their extraordinary pets.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix. By delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house,
and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly.
To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Crazy reductions on all electricals. When it's gone, it's gone.
Massive price cuts on high street fashion labels. One day only.
Sale bargains on beauty products. Tablets, phones, laptops, TVs, everything must go!
Let Simba mattresses relieve the pressure. Our AeroCoil springs are designed to give the most comfortable night's sleep. Take the pressure off your wallet too, with up to 20% off selected hybrid mattresses. Simba, engineered for sleep. For terms and conditions, see simbasleep.com.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. MPs will vote later on today on whether to grant the government control of British Steel. They're being recalled to Parliament during the Easter break to debate emergency legislation which would pave the way for nationalisation and avoid the closure of the Scunthorpe Steelworks and its blast furnaces. But Ian Williams, who's a Unite Union rep and steel worker at Port Talbot in South Wales, says his area feels cheated.
Our members and the communities of South Wales are bitterly disappointed, really, and feel let down by Labour, because when we were in trouble last year, you know, nationalisation should have been an option for us.
Donald Trump's envoy to Kyiv is suggesting Ukraine could be partitioned in the same way Berlin was after the Second World War. General Keith Kellogg has appeared to say the country could be split into zones, with British and French troops operating in the west, while Moscow's personnel would operate in the east. President Donald Trump has declared, "I did very well," after undergoing his annual physical examination. The 78-year-old has been praising his own